Hello everyone, this is Audio Mode Day 3 for June the 3rd. This might be a short one today because I don't really know what I want to talk about. But I think I made a big mistake this morning. Usually one of the first things I do after I get up is I, of course, check my email. And one of the emails that I got was from Audible telling me that the latest Stephen King book was available, and if I wanted to buy it, I could click here. Which I knew it was coming out, but the fact that it said, if you want to buy it, you can click here, and I just went ahead and did it, and of course, that's what I've been doing for the majority of the day, is reading this book. So, all the things I'd planned to do kind of fell by the wayside. I almost forgot to record this audio mo thing, actually. Book is really good so far. I'm really enjoying it anyway. It's called Mr. Mercedes, by the way. It seems like a kind of a departure for Stephen King. It seems different than a lot of his books. Although I would say lately, I don't know that you could really pin what he does down into one kind of genre. Especially lately, he's done a lot of different things. But I think this is a different one for him, but I'm really enjoying it. I would highly recommend checking it out. I don't want to talk too much about the story, because I don't like to give spoilers or anything. And, you know, you can find out, you can look at, if you go to buy stuff at Audible, for example, you can look at the publisher summary and get a sense of it. But, so I've been busy with that today. I haven't really had much of a chance to do anything. One of the things I was supposed to do today was edit the podcast. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not, the Mac Accessibility podcast. If you don't know, yesterday we did a roundtable podcast after the WWDC thing. I guess because I don't say it out loud very often, I always want to say WWWDC, because like a web, I don't know, you think after, like, what, 8-9 years of following Mac stuff, I'd be able to get that out, but apparently not. But anyway, yesterday we did a podcast, kind of a post announcement recap show, and it was a lot of fun as always. We got a lot of live listeners, so that's always cool. I kind of like it when we have live listeners and the interaction from the listeners. I kind of sometimes feel bad though when we do that, because I don't always get a chance to reply to people on Twitter. Someone yesterday was having trouble with the stream, and I didn't get a chance to help them get it going until like they've been having problems for a while, because sometimes it's hard to juggle, you know, participating in the podcast and dealing with Twitter. So sometimes that's hard. But anyway, today I was supposed to edit the podcast, and I don't know if I'm going to get to that, so it will probably happen first thing tomorrow. There's not really a lot of editing required. Basically, what I do, if anyone's curious, when we do a podcast, generally speaking, what happens live is what gets on the recording. I don't really do a lot of editing because it's really difficult, because we have so many people, and as people who listen to the show know, we talk over each other a lot. We try not to, but inevitably when people are enthusiastic, it happens. Generally what I do is if something goes really wrong, I use the split command in Audio Hijack Pro. And then when it's time to edit the files, edit the podcast, I have a whole bunch of audio files, and essentially I'll put them back together, taking out the parts that, I need to, like if maybe Skype screwed up or something. I also do splits when there's something that I think will be good for pre-roll. If you don't listen to the podcast, what we do at the start of the show, we play a small little clip before the opening theme, which, you know, is kind of funny or strange. Usually it's something, you know, it's perfectly normal inside within the context of the podcast, but kind of weird otherwise, or kind of funny, you know, taken on its own. So I usually try and, you know, I'll split the audio when there's something that I think might work. Sometimes that's tricky because if there's a lot of people talking, like something I think is funny at the time doesn't work because there's a bunch of people talking. At one point I heard a thing that there was talk that Marco Arment, the creator of Instapaper, was working on an app that would allow everybody to make local recordings, and then you could merge the files together, and each thing would be on its own track. And that would be great, because then you wouldn't have the Skype issues, and then you could fix things, like if people had different volume levels or whatever. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, if that ever happens. But I don't know that how many people are actually interested in hearing me talk about podcast editing. If you got this far, congratulations. But I think that's going to be it for this Audiomo post. Do you say Audiomo? Like, is Audiomo a noun? Like, I know people say this audio boo, or this boo, I guess is the term. But do you say Audiomo, or do you say a post for Audiomo? This is my first time doing this thing, so I don't know the terminology. You can respond to me in the comments if you want to, or on Twitter. And yeah, if you'd like to do that, you're more than welcome. And I bet I'm almost out of time. I've certainly rambled long enough, so I will be back tomorrow. Talk to you then. I was recording.